bud is ready to understand that soon will be flowers. Similarly, when one attains asakti, it is signifying that soon the sadhak practitioner on his paper of bhakti, the flower of bhav and the fruit of prem will appear. Again, speaking of Ruchi, Ruchi is towards the limbs of bhakti and asakti, attachment is towards the worshipable Shri Krishna. These are the symptoms of Ruchi and asakti. Actually, both of them, actually, Ruchi and Asakti are attachment towards bhajan, and bhajaniya means towards the limbs of bhakti and towards the bhajaniya, the worshipable. He has attachment. In Ruchi also, it's not that he doesn't have attachment towards the worshipable Lord. But he has more attachment towards the limbs of bhakti, and asakti he has more attachment towards the bhajaniya, the worshipable. This is what is described here. Now we will see also that we should see that do we have taste towards the limbs of bhakti or no towards bhajan. Then only we can progress towards bhajaniya, the worshipable. The attachment. It is not by force. It is a natural tendency that he has taste or attachment towards the bhajan or bhajaniya and bhajaniya. Asakti one was attached on asakti. It's not that now he doesn't have attached Ruchi taste in the limbs of bhakti. He is attached. Asakti he has attachment towards the Lord, the bhajaniya, worshipable. But also he has attachment towards the limbs of bhakti. Rather, it even deepens in the shade of asakti, but he has still more attachment towards the bhajan and worshipable. These are the two differences in Ruchi and asakti. Where is Ruchi? He will also have attachment towards the Lord. Where is asakti? He will have attachment towards the limbs of bhakti also. He has taste also. What is the meaning of
that?
Without,
if
you leave the limbs of bhakti, one does not develop taste towards, or one does not develop attachment towards the Lord. Or if one does not have attachment towards the Lord, he does not have it. Taste in the limbs of bhakti. When Ruchi is mature, ripens, like Shraddha, when it ripens, it becomes into Nishtha, ripens, it becomes Ruchi, when it ripens, it becomes Asakti, Asakti, when it matures, it becomes Bhav, and ripened Bhav is the, like this. If asakti has appeared mature, what is the result of this? Shikshastakam, what it says, Chetudarpanamajana. This asakti stage is attachment towards asakti towards the Bhagavan, then his heart is cleansed. Still he does not attain the stage, he does not, cannot say that his heart is clean. What it means? That heart is clean. That now his Atma, he has some realization of his spiritual identity. He has some, that what is my swarup, what is my service, what is my spiritual identity. Before this, it is not visible clearly, but now it becomes more and more clear. Like this. Now Bhagwan also he can. If Bhagwan is looking at his heart, and also he has his own sort of spiritual identity also. You can understand yourself by meditating what stage you are in. And Babaji, you don't know how to pass stool or take bath. They give you such high, as if you have spiritual, they will give you spiritual identity, they will give you your address, your name, etc. All nonsense. What will happen if somebody immaturely tries to reach such a stage? Very soon they fall down also. Such people. The Lord is residing very near to the living entity, but still, because the mirror of the heart is covered by the material desires, that's why the sweetness of the Lord is not reflected on his heart. When the asakti appears and his heart is cleansed, and then the Lord is seen reflected in his heart, because the mirror of his heart is cleansed now. This is the stage of asakti symptoms. Translation.
Therefore, we should examine Therefore, there is no difference between Ruchi and Ashanti, only it's a question of maturity. For example, when Shraddha matures, it becomes Nishta. When Nishta matures, it becomes Ruchi. When Ruchi matures, it becomes Ashanti, then Paa and Brahm. But all these states, there is no difference. Only difference is thickness or maturity. So really, when this Ashanti awakens within the heart, then we can really say that now Bhajan has begun. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This mirror, the mirror of the mind is cleansed by the performance of Nāmbhāja. And really this cleansing is really under this, fully undertaken this state of asakti. In a state of asakti, the devotee has some semblance of realization of his Atma, Atma Sru. And Bhagavan also is reflected in that time. There is a state of asakti both in one's own Sru and the Sru of Bhagavan becomes dimly reflected within the mind. So hearing all this, we can understand what is our position. The devotees, even though they have no knowledge of how to clean their backside after passing stool, still they go to their so-called guru and say, Siddha Pranam. And you can imagine what type of joke it is. Therefore they are already fallen and then they become completely fallen. Krishna Sanyavati Thakur says, Bhagavan is always very, very close and dear to the jiva. That because the mind is covered by the dark of material desire, he cannot see himself and he cannot see the Lord. But in the level of sati, then all these things become manifested.
Today at about 9, there is a meeting.
Yes.
Regarding Navadi Parikram, what people will go, let them all be present. Those who have to take sannyas, we have to recite that also. They also must meet me. And I will go after the morning or I will come back. Come and meet, see me. So whoever is ready for sannyas can see Gurudev.
I've noticed the clock says a meeting for all those who are connected with the Sri Krishna Temple.
Some Russian devotees.
Oh.
One Russian devotee and some more people. Gurudev asked Madhav Maharaj, I will speak more. It's enough, it's quite late. Chinese lady today. Come to a Jewish old lady trying to speak in Gurudev. Okay, Gurudev did not understand anything. She just kept on crying and Gurudev kept on smiling. So.
Disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the Airtel access number again.